grow many strawberries around here?
Well, in my mother's lifetime, long time ago, they did. But people just don't have gardens anymore like they used to, so you don't see too many strawberries. Well, I really don't know either since I moved from out in the rural. When I lived out in the rural, you could see more of that kind of stuff, like strawberries and huckleberries, blackberries, but I miss all that since I've been in the city, I tell you. Kind of hard too when you're used to that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Are there different varieties of strawberries that grow? Different kinds? Are you familiar with a plant that's a tall bush and it grows clusters of pink and white flowers?
Is that a rose bush?
No, they'd be little flowers. Are there any laurel around here? A mountain laurel?
Mountain laurel?
The ones that they like it, but they have bigger flowers? Rhododendron?
I don't know too much about flowers, as well as I love them. I never have a chance to, one thing about flowers, they kind of like some people, they need a lot of attention.
Yeah, that's true.
And when you work, you just don't have time to give it to them, and then they won't thrive if you don't give them a lot of
attention. What about the big flowering trees? They have the big white flowers and waxy kind of leaves. And their seed pods look kind of like a pine cone. They're all over campus.
Well, I think I have one of those trees out there in my yard. That sounds like a magnolia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about families for a while. Okay, let's say that you know a married woman and you're talking with her. She doesn't seem like she wants to make up her own mind about something, so she says, well, I really must ask my
husband.
Okay. And if a husband was talking like that and said, well, I really ought to ask my
wife.
Okay. And a woman who's lost her husband is called a
widow.
And do you know a name for a woman whose husband just might have taken off and left her? You ever heard of grass widow?
No, is that what you call it?
Yeah, that's what you call it. If you
grass,
just haven't left. Grass widow.
Grass widow, when they leave you, they call you a grass widow. Well, I learned something tonight. Really? I did.
The man whose daughter you are, he is your
father.
Okay? And what do children have names for their father? They may not call him father, but they have pet names or names they call him when they're small.
They call him Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Dad.
Okay. And your father's wife, she's called your
mother.
And what about pet names that you have for
Mom?
Okay. And together, your father and mother are your
parents.
And their parents are called your
grandparents.
And you have two of them. One's a male, and he's your
grandfather.
And the female's your
grandmother.
Okay. And let's see. You were one of 24
children.
Mm-hmm. I just think about your poor mama. She probably did everything with the baby in one arm.
She married so young. She wasn't 13 years old when she got married.
People did marry a lot younger than they do nowadays.
Yeah. 13. I couldn't imagine though her marrying 13.
And all the responsibilities of all her children. If a child has a name that just people in his family call him, what would you call that kind of name? Like if they called him Sonny or Junior or something that only people in the family call him. Say he had a
nickname.
Okay. And you might be talking about hearing somebody talk about their son. They might have two of them. She said, well, Jim is all grown up. He's the oldest, but Tom is really the
youngest.
Okay? And if one acted more sophisticated than the other, you say, well, he's young, but he acts really
grown up.
Okay? And if you have a girl child, then she's called your
daughter.
Okay? And if you had some of each, you say, well, I have some boys and
girls.
Okay? And if a woman's expecting a child, you say that she was
pregnant.
Was there a time where you wouldn't say pregnant in polite company? What might you say?